Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a most inspiring story and a very amazing story and even a little bit entertaining. The story goes like this. Once a certain chassid was having a conversation with his neighbor, and actually was his uncle also, and the uncle's name was Yonah Avtsin, Olav Shalom. Yonah Avtsin. Now, Yonah Avtsin, you may have heard his name before. He created an organization called Sichos in English, which means talks of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in English. And he was responsible for translating in a very professional manner and printing, publishing in a very, very professional manner. Many, many, many works, which are basically translations of the Rebbe's words, as well as edited books on various topics. A brilliant person, did so much for spreading the teachings of Chassidus, the teachings of the Rebbe in particular, but teachings of other Rebbeim as well. Really an amazing person. Passed away on Gimel Shvat, maybe 10 years ago or so, something like that. Very, very amazing person. And he was involved in other important projects also. He was also a very successful shadchan, made many, many matches of people that went on to have happy married lives together. Very amazing person, accomplished a lot. And so his nephew asked him, Uncle Yonah, what fuels you? What inspires you? What motivates you? You accomplished so much. There's so many things that you've done and you continue to do. And certainly there's many, many big challenges in all of these areas. What is it that fuels you? What is it that motivates you and inspires you to keep going at such an incredible pace and at such an incredible strength? So Rabbi Yonah Avtsin said to his nephew, I'll tell you a story. He said, I grew up in Detroit. My father, Olav Shalom, who was the grandfather of the nephew who was asking these questions. My father lived in Detroit. He was a shaychet, but it was very, very hard for him to make a living. And he had a big family, Kanan Hara. He had 14 children. And he had a very, very difficult life money-wise. But nevertheless, every year he would save and save and save and cut back on this and cut back on that so that he would have enough money saved by the end of the year that he could make a trip by train from Detroit to New York to be by the Rebbe, to be by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he would take his family. They would all go. It was a big project. It took a lot of money, which he didn't have, but he somehow managed with Hashem's help to be able to do it every year. When I was 2 years old, I was part of this trip. Came with the rest of the family. I was 2 years old, and the highlight of the trip was Yechidus, a personal audience with the Rebbe. And, of course, the family was there as well, with the children. So, usually the Yechidus took place late at night, and, of course, part of the story, Rabbi Yonah Avtsin was not telling from his own memory, but from what he learned about it later as he grew up. He said, we had Yechidus scheduled for 10 p.m. on a certain night. And so we arrived at 10 p.m., the whole family. I was two, my brothers and sisters, and my parents, and we were all waiting for the Yechidus to start. But there was a big line of people ahead of us, and many times the Yechidus took longer than what the schedule had room for. And our Yechidus, although it was scheduled for 10 o'clock, did not happen at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. It finally happened at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, our family had permission to enter into the Rebbe's room for Yechidus, for a private audience with the Rebbe. And of course, if you could imagine what it means to take care of a bunch of children of various ages, from 10 o'clock at night, when usually most kids are sleeping, all the way through to 2 o'clock in the morning, you have to do a lot of work to keep the children entertained, and it's not so easy, especially a two-year-old. So at 2 o'clock, After 4 hours of trying to keep me, the 2-year-old, busy and entertained or asleep or whatever they tried to do, but at 2 o'clock, I had had it. I had no more patience. And as we entered the Rebbe's room, they tell me, I began to tantrum, a terrible, angry tantrum. I was kicking and I was screaming and I was doing everything that a 2-year-old can do. So my father, Alav Shalom, was horrified because he knew what this meant. You can't go into the Rebbe with a screaming baby. And he knew that the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Label Groner, Alav Shalom, would see in 1 second what's going on, that this child is screaming uncontrollably and tantruming uncontrollably. And he would say, that's the end of the Yechidus. Next. Take your family out. Too much screaming, too much tumult over here. Goodbye. Take the next person. But that's not what happened. Instead, the Rebbe himself, he saw what was going on. He got up from his chair, walked around his desk, picked up the screaming child, that was me, Rabbi Yonah Opson said, that was me. He picked me up, he took me back onto his side of the desk, put me on his lap, and the Yechidus went on. Apparently, Rabbi Yonah Opson, the 2-year-old, calmed down, sitting on the Rebbe's lap. And so the Yechidus went on. The Rebbe spoke to the father and whatever, whoever the Rebbe spoke to. So Rabbi Yonah Opson concluded the story to his nephew. He said, you see, when the Rebbe picks you up, then you know that you can accomplish anything. Now, he was only 2 years old. The Rebbe picked him up physically. But he also meant that that memory of how the Rebbe picked him up off the floor stayed with him his whole life and took on much deeper meaning, of course, as he grew older. And he understood that the Rebbe picking a person up doesn't only mean physically picking somebody up, but spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, that the Rebbe is an inspiration to us. And the Rebbe picks us up in the sense of it helps to inspire us if the person is ready for it, if the person does their part, of course. We're not puppets. We have to do our part. But the Rebbe is available to help a person to become inspired, to be picked up, and even if there are obstacles. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who guided the Jewish people and inspired them and helped them and led them. So that's the job of the Pashtusa de Moshe B'chol Dora, the outspread of Moshe in every generation, the leader of the generation. And in fact, when the Rebbe accepted the leadership on 10th of Shvat, Yud Shvat, Tuf Shin Yud Aleph, 1951, it was referred to as Kabbalas Nesias, accepting the leadership. But the word Nesias, just like the word Nasi, comes from the word uplift, to uplift. And so just as the Rebbe accepted the leadership, so too the Hasidim accepted upon themselves the Rebbe's leadership. But since they are accepting the Rebbe's leadership, comes with it the idea of his nasus, of them also being picked up. Of course, the Rebbe is elevated as a leader of the not just the Hasidim, but the entire generation. But in addition to that, each person gets a lift, and not just one time, but constantly able to take inspiration for the Rebbe through his teachings, through his guidance, through his leadership, through his advice. And this allows each and every Jew to receive an uplift, to be picked up. And that idea to know that Hashem is picking us up, of course, everything comes from Hashem, but Hashem works through a person just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem, of course, was the one doing the plagues in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Hashem was the one who split the sea. Hashem was the one that brought the Torah down to the Jewish people. But of course, he used Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu played a part. And this is a big principle in Judaism. As we said, after the drowning of the Mitzrayim, the drowning of the Egyptians, Yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdai. And they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. That is, that this system that Hashem uses, that he has a servant, is part of the way that things work. And of course, everything comes from Hashem. But Hashem wants to use a human being as a leader of the Jewish people. And this way, we can bring about Mashiach, who will be the ultimate leader of the Jewish people, to not only bring every single Jew close to Judaism and involved and fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs, learning so much Torah and doing so much mitzvahs. So we will actually, with Hashem's power and with the leadership of Mashiach, transform the entire world so that all people will go in the way of Hashem. Seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, the seven commandments of the children of Noah. The entire world will become a gan of Hashem, a garden of Hashem, a place which is the dwelling place of Hashem. May it happen immediately and especially by each of us being partners in this effort. Every time that we learn Torah, every time that we do a mitzvah, it's bringing Mashiach quicker. And not only that, but in a much more immediate way, even though we hope that Mashiach will come immediately, of course. At the same time, all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael receive tremendous help from us through our learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and protects them and helps heal them, and will soon, in Yirat Hashem, bring also back to life all those who lost their life. With the coming of Mashiach and the redemption, may it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And even more important, thank you so much for increasing and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, which will certainly quicken the coming of Mashiach.